So what exactly are you looking for in a spouse? This is the mission that Eliezer goes on from Avram Avinu to find a wife for Yitzhak. And it is clear in the Psukim that what Eliezer is looking for is this quality of chesed. Like Sarah, who embodied chesed, whose home was always open, the hachnasas orchen that we saw in Parshas Vayera, the openness, the care for others, all of that, that is what they are looking for in a wife for Yitzhak. And we know in the Psukim that Eliezer is waiting by the well. As many great things happen throughout Bereishis and Shemos at the well, it is at this well that we find the quality of Rivka. But it's not just that she performs the chesed. Chesed, as we have learned in Parshas Vayera, is not something that we do. It is something who we are. It is part of our being. And I can't just perform chesed. I have to become chesed. It is an art. So as Eliezer is waiting at the well, we know that Rivka, when she sees, she tells him, "Vatachala hashkos vatomer gam l'gmalecha eshav adam kilu lishtos." She says, "I will also give your camels until they're finished drinking." And while on the onset, of course, it's very nice, showing chesed, we have to understand something. As Rabbi Chanoch Waxman from Yeshiva Har Etzion points out, this is not just any ordinary test. These are thirsty camels. And thirsty camels can drink a lot of water. This is one young girl who is giving all of these camels, and we know that he comes with 10 camels. Forgetting the math for a moment, this is a massive amount of water. And not only that, this is a young girl who is lifting from the well all of this water to give to these camels. It is not just that she does the chesed, it is the scope of the chesed that she does. She sees all these camels, she knows she's there by herself, and it's not even a question. I will do it with a smile, I'm happy to do the chesed. When we do something for others, and we make it feel, and we should believe, that it really is our schus, it's our privilege to be able to help you, assist you, offer you sympathy, compassion, empathy, it is our schus. And this is exactly how Rivka goes about it. And if you look in the Psukim, there are so many similarities that we see already between the chesed that Avraham does and the chesed that Rivka does. Whether the same words of v'temaher, ruts, they're running to it, they want to do it. It is part, it is embodied in who they are. And this is now how Eliezer sees this is the right person. She doesn't just do the chesed, but that Avram's model of kindness, not as the right thing to do, but as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, it is eternalized. It is becoming God-like. When we do chesed, specifically Achnasas Orchim, but any chesed, we become Hashem-like. So as he waits by the well, he notices that it's not just that she offers to do the chesed, but that it is her privilege to do this chesed.